at julieland.com. I am your guest host, Zoe Britton. And today I have with me Sherry Roberts. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you're a nude model?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. At times.
At times. On rare occasion.
Yes.
And how did you step right into that one?
Well, let's see. I was a stripper when I was 18. And people came in and were like, you should be a nude model. And that's kind of how it happened. I had, like, the manager at the club I was working at sent me down to LA to do some, like, strip competition.
Fun.
yeah. And so that's kind of how it happened. Then I met my agent Cam, and
that's my agent too.
Oh, is he?
Yes, he is.
I never look at his site, so I don't
either.
yeah. So that's kind of how it happened.
That's fun. Yeah. And now you've kind of turned the tables a bit. I see.
Well, yeah, I'm getting old, so.
Shh. We don't talk about age.
Mm-mm. Yeah, everyone's like, you know, you can't model forever, and I'm like, why not?
Why not?
Why that's, not?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Why the hell? Hell not. If you stay cute, what does it really matter?
Well, you know, I always say there's always a guy out there for every chick. So even
You're
if
right.
I'm like 40 and really wrinkly, there's going to be a guy that wants me.
That wants to see you naked.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're so right. So right. So what kind of modeling have you done?
I've done everything from like Playboy type stuff. I've done like, I haven't done a lot of harder stuff. I try to stay away from it just because I just don't want like bad stigma. I was working for an event company and I was doing a lot of appearances, and so they kind of told me to stay away from stuff like harder than Playboy.
Right.
So yeah.
So you stick to the ultra soft side, I guess you
could say. Yeah, pretty soft. I mean, I've done stuff a little more like on the borderline of that, but
right.
You know, I try not to.
You've only ever shot by yourself? Or have you ever done?
No, I've never really done girl. I mean, I've shot with other girls, but not like hardcore.
Right. Yeah. And just a half naked type of.
Well, naked, but, you know, not doing anything or pretending, you know.
Right. Oh, I know all about the pretending. I did that for years.
Yeah.
Actually, how we met, very briefly as it was, was on my first Girl movie.
Oh, that was your first time?
That was, yes, ever.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. So you didn't know that, but that was my first Girl movie. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Shot by Dick Avery.
Yeah. Wow.
Richard Avery. And you were not in the movie.
No.
I didn't even know you were a model because I knew you as a photographer.
Yeah, I was doing the stills, the behind the scenes. But yeah, that was an interesting day.
That was, yeah, for me too. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't have known. But you were like tied up. So it's not like you could have been that aggressive anyway. But.
Right. My whole job was to look scared and I pulled it off as much as I could. Because I was frightened. Well, that's awesome. So you've switched into this whole photography thing now.
Uh-huh.
And is passion?
Yeah. I've wanted to do photography for a really long time, but never had like the time, the energy, the money, the resources.
Right. Are you going to school for it? Or
No.
Just self-taught?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Been on enough sets?
Yeah. I just took my notes. I went and did a bunch of shoots and was like, okay, let's steal this trick from this photographer.
Awesome. Very cool.
So, yeah.
I saw something very exciting before you even got here.
Really?
I saw a calendar.
Uh-huh. The nerdcore calendar.
Some very sexy girls doing some very gamey stuff. So.
Yeah, that was fun. I shot that about a month ago.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank
it's gorgeous.
Thank
it is gorgeous.
You. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I stalked you.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, because I had never really, you know, more than a hey while you're shooting pictures. I hadn't really ever formally met you. And I really enjoy your MySpace page.
Oh, thank you.
It's very, very fun. And I like the comment about your mom.
Oh, Tracy Lords.
Yes.
It's my pseudo mom.
Your pseudo mom. Nice. Now, speaking of moms, we're not gonna talk about yours, but I would like to know your ethnic background.
Well, okay. My mother is half Vietnamese, a quarter Chinese, and a quarter French.
Okay.
My dad is a mix of German, English, Irish, and half Native American.
So you are just an American girl.
Yeah.
As well as you can put it.
Yeah, I'm like a nice little mutt mix of like every weird race ever.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that. I am too. So that's a lot of fun.
What are you?
I am Cherokee, Hungarian, and Irish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are the big parts anyways.
I can kind of see that actually.
Lots of other small parts, but yeah, those are the big ones. So, who do you like working with? So far,
well, Dick is a very you're talking about, yes, photographers. Okay,
Richard.
Yes, Richard. Yes. Dick is my favorite photographer.
Dick Avery. He is too. He's awesome.
I know. Yeah. Besides him, I don't really work with anybody else. Actually, I do. I haven't been modeling for about maybe a year or two. I do stuff here and there, but only if I'm like really bored or if it's with a company that I
right.
really work with.
Yeah,
but I don't like working with new people anymore, so the only thing I've been doing is like, you know, fetish stuff. Every now and then I'll do like foot fetish stuff.
Ooh, fun. Yeah. Who do you work with for that?
I do a lot of stuff
is
with
company
FM
or is it for
Concept.
You I do too.
Yeah, they're great. Hey, I love guys. Working with them, and they like book me, you know, every couple months.
Yeah.
Other than that, pretty much no one.
Nice.
Really, I shoot myself, and then I shoot with
You're just ready to
Richard.
Take the pictures now, huh?
Well, yeah. I guess I guess I'm just over it, you know?
Yeah.
Even if it's paying well, I'm kind of like,
Gets to that point where you want to keep your clothes on?
Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the old age or if it's just I'm just over the experience completely, but
you keep talking about this old age thing.
Well, you know, I feel I'm late 20s now, 27, almost 28.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not, I don't know, I just don't feel like I'm 20 and ready to like run out and get naked for everyone anymore.
Gotcha.
It's not the same thing. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Things do change, that's for sure.
Apparently.
Now, who do you like to shoot? Do you have?
I shoot my best friend a lot.
Nice.
Hannah. She's kind of like my guinea pig. So whenever I need to like test a new lighting type thing, I'll make her.
Who is the girl with the blonde wig and the mask?
Oh, that's Hannah.
That's Hannah. Okay. That's
Hannah.
What I thought. That's
yeah.
the name that I thought that I associated with that picture.
Yeah.
That picture's awesome.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank
I
you.
I thought it was so, so well done.
Yeah. She's my, she's definitely, yeah, that was another one of the guinea pig dates where she's like, I don't want to put makeup
so
on.
Much fun.
And I'm like, here's a mask. Just put this on.
Awesome. So, well, she has a gorgeous body.
Oh,
and
yeah. Yeah. Well, she's a good subject and she's always at my house.
Right.
So I'm like,
convenient.
If you're going to be here, then you need to make yourself useful or something.
Right. Exactly.
Take off your clothes.
Get naked now. I also see that you work with the Suicide Girls.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I think that is awesome.
Really?
Yes. I, of course, don't have enough ink or piercings.
It's not necessary. You don't have to even have. Like,
but I grew up punk rock. I don't look it.
Well, you should shoot.
Yeah.
They don't, it's not like a requirement to have piercings or tattoos. It's just, you know, the people on the site, the fans and stuff get kind of like, there's no tattoos on this girl, but
right.
people, but they will take girls without tattoos or piercings. It's
yeah.
not like a requirement.
I love my best friend is male, and he's been a member of that site for I don't even know how many years.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool because now I can email him later and be like, I just interviewed a photographer. Shoot them.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun. They have three photographers in LA, and I'm one of them, and they're constantly sending girls like. I mean, I haven't been shooting a lot lately.
Right.
Because I've been a little lazy, like slacking, but
they
have so many girls that want to do their site, like so many. They send me probably like 10, 15 applications a week
wow.
that I have to shoot. So it's like, it's incredible. Like, I'm just, wow. I'm like, I need a site that 10 or 15 girls a week are like saying, hey, I want to get naked for you for no reason.
I'll get naked for you for no reason.
Okay.
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 That'll just be me and you.
That's a plan.
I'll recruit some of my friends. We'll just all get naked. Do you take your pictures naked? That's
I
the
could.
Next question.
I could.
Awesome. Even in a bikini, that would be cool too. just sexy girl standing around half naked. It's a lot easier for me to take pictures. I don't know what it is.
I have no problem. As long as I don't have to jump in front of the camera, I'm totally down to be naked all the time.
Yeah, so you said you've been slacking, but you do a lot. Yeah. I mean, modeling, photography, website, yes?
Yes, I have my own website,
and it
too.
Is?
SherryRoberts.com.
Yes, spell your first name, though, because it's different.
It's C-H-E-R-I-E.
Right.
So it's, yeah.
SherryRoberts.com. I didn't actually go to your site, but I read, I did stalk you very well.
Good.
I like your taste in music.
Thank you.
Very much.
Thank you.
I do. I'm a big music fan myself.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
too.
I love the music. So if I picked up your iPod right now, what would I hear?
Oh, wow. Well, my iPod's full, and I have like a 60-gig iPod.
Ew, the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them big. No, I don't. No, I don't.
That's just painful.
I know.
That's just painful.
But, yeah, I don't know. Lately, I've just been listening. I downloaded all these the string quartets of all the different bands. I don't know if you've heard those. But they're, like, basically, like, string quartet renditions of every, like, popular band.
I have heard a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have probably, like, 50 different ones from 50 different bands.
That's rad.
So it's, like, probably 12 songs per CD. So, I mean, do the math. It's, like, 600 different songs from different bands, but they're all string quartets, and that's all I've been listening to lately.
Yeah.
So
Chris says you like country. My Chris, friend said yeah, told me that you like country.
Chris is a liar. Is it? You cannot believe anything that man says.
Okay. You don't like country.
Well, no. I'm not anti-country. I don't like new country.
I'm not pro-new country either. Yeah. I grew up in Texas, and I think it's ugly.
Yeah. My dad was a country boy, and he was, like, big Johnny Cash and, like, Hank Williams.
Oh, like
and,
the
like,
good stuff. Like
yeah.
Cats Klein.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I like that stuff, but no, not the new stuff.
Right? No?
Not really. No. Not so much. Not
I'm trying
so much.
To even think of a new country singer, and I'm thinking Garth Brooks, but I guess he's kind of old now.
Yeah.
But that's the last new I think I've ever heard.
Well, it's more like pop than anything.
And Dick Avery told me that you like Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
He likes Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Just relax.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a shoot with him.
Yeah, right? Oh. We love you, Dick. I love Dick. I want to get a big bumper sticker that says, I love Dick Avery.
I know.
Avery in small print.
He's making those t-shirts, and I'm like, I'll wear it everywhere.
Yeah.
I love Dick shirts.
We need him. We need him now. So, again, with your MySpace, I found that you have a couple different MySpace accounts.
I have four.
Four.
Four, yeah.
Four.
That's a lot. Yeah, I know. It's really hard to keep up with. I have the first one that I got was probably the one that you saw with the Tracy Lords.
The original one, right.
That's the original one, and it became, like, my fan page. At first, it was a personal page, and after a while, I was like, you know what? I don't fucking care. So I just started adding people. And
right.
It got, like, out of control, and so I needed a personal page. So the second page was my personal page. And then I was like, you know, I'll make a photography page because MySpace only lets you host 12 or 16 images, whatever
right.
it was. So I made a photography
Haven't
page.
Haven't they done more now?
I think it's 16.
16 now, but it was 12.
Yeah, it was 12.
Okay.
Yeah, so then I made that page. And then Suicide Girls made all the photographers make their own pages. So I made a photography page for them, for
right.
myself. So
that's a lot of stuff to keep up with, girl.
I know. And then on top of that, it's like I'm doing pages for other people, too. So
when do you have sex?
Never.
That's
never.
Not good. You never have sex?
No, not anymore.
No time for sex?
It's really depressing. And it's true. I'm not even – normally I'd be lying when I say things like this, but it's
right.
actually true right now. I'm like, huh.
Yeah. I just have to feel sorry for people that don't have sex.
I know. I feel sorry for myself, really.
Yeah. So are you straight?
Yes.
Straight.
Yes. Yeah. For the most part.
So you get drunk and kiss that one chick, right?
Exactly. If you get me liquored up,
there's
enough,
nothing wrong with drunken girly kissing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're bi either.
Yeah, it's funny though. People always think I'm a lesbian, which is like Really? Really? I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I don't know what the thing is about that. You get drunk and kiss a couple girls and all of a sudden you're gay.
It's not even that. I just, people get that vibe from me. Or I don't even know. I write articles for IGN also.
I wouldn't.
And yeah, but it's weird. People, like, literally, I've had in the last couple months, like, probably 20 different people that I know, like, people, not close friends, but acquaintances, be like, oh, I thought you were totally a lesbian. And I'm like, wow, really? Wow, am I that butch?
Okay. No, not really. Not at all. So your hair, the mm-hmm. first time I met you and you were taking the behind-the-scenes photos, mm-hmm. your hair was blonde.
Yes.
And now you are brunette.
No, I'm brunette. Well, it's almost black now.
It is.
I mean, it's washed out a little bit, but yeah, it... Yeah, I had a mishap with my bleach. I didn't do it myself.
Right.
But my hairstylist used, I'm like making her look really bad right now. She used highlight bleach on my scalp. And I guess I didn't think anything bad was going to happen. But my hair just started falling out.
Right.
Like, I mean, I probably lost 75% of my hair.
I think your hair looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
I really do. I actually like the dark color. Like I said before, we were chatting.
Yeah.
You make a really, really pretty blonde, all-American type of girl, but you look very exotic with the dark hair.
Thank you.
Very exotic.
Yeah, it's, I guess.
So take some new pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I shot myself once with the dark hair.
Really?
But, you know, people, it's hard because when you, when you model and you're shooting for your fans, like, people always have a preference. They either like blondes or they like brunettes. And so the people that like me for being a blonde.
Right.
So it's like I got a lot of slack after I posted the first picture of myself.
Did you?
They're like, that, I hope you didn't dye your hair that color.
Yeah, well, actually, when I first saw your MySpace, mm-hmm. it's a brunette picture.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's not that girl.
Yeah.
Because she's a blonde. You yeah. know, and you were very blonde, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's almost white blonde.
Yeah, so the difference, I was just like, wow, but that's amazing.
Yeah.
Not very many girls can pull that off. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess. I don't know.
Seriously.
It's hard. It's always hard for me to tell, like, if what people actually like, because every time I've ever gotten my hair done, I've, like, done my hair every color of the rainbow.
Right.
And so every time I do my hair, like, the same people will tell me, oh, it looks so good. It yeah. looks so good. And I'm like, okay, you said that when my hair was blonde. You said it when my hair was dark. So I can never tell if they're just being insincere or if it's,
no, trust you me, know. Because I'm just blatantly honest. That's the kind of person I am, and you look good both ways.
Thank
you. And not a lot of people can do that. I couldn't do that. If you see blonde, like when I first started modeling, I was blonde. If
really?
You see blonde pictures of me, not so attractive. Oh. I just don't make that good of a blonde. I'm a much better brunette.
Well, you know, especially in LA, people are very more like into the brunettes than they are into blondes. And if you are blonde, then it's like you have to have big fake boobs and that whole look, like
yeah.
tan with big boobs and, you know, that look.
Yes.
I mean, the Playboy model look.
Don't get me wrong. That looks good, too, but not so much.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe if I had big fake boobs, I think I could pull off better. But
no. Keep them just like you are. Just like you are. So you're not getting any sex. So I'm going to take it that you are single.
I am.
Because I don't think that.
Desperately single.
Desperately. Desperately
yeah.
single.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Do you even have time to date?
I do. Not really, but yeah, here and there I'll find time, I'll make time, and it hasn't been very good for me.
No? I'm sorry.
I don't like men very much right
don't
now.
Don't become the crazy cat lady, though.
You know what? That's my biggest fear. I'm like, I have a cat. I'm kind of scared now.
How many?
One.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
One.
Yeah. Even if you have two or three, that's okay. When you have like 10 and they're everywhere, that's when it gets scary. So if you were going to go see a movie right now when you leave the studio, what would you want to go see?
I really want to go see that Borat movie, actually. I really want to see that.
Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah, it's not very sexy, but
yeah, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. I added him to my MySpace, and the other day, I think he sent out a mass comment, but I got a comment from him, and I was like, Borat left me a comment.
That's awesome. I added you, so you should sign me up.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so we can be MySpace friends.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And you guys can find us on MySpace, too.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's on MySpace. Actually, this morning I couldn't sleep, so I was like on MySpace. So I was looking up all these people I went to like junior high with just to see what they look like, and they were all fat and like have 10 kids.
So like, wow. Where are you from?
I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay. San Jose. So you're from California, just up north. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from Texas, and that's a big thing in Texas.
Oh, that people are fat and have 20 kids.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about how old I am, but everybody's big.
It's weird. It's really strange. I always feel like, I must look really different, like from high school. I feel like I don't look as
Dick
cute.
Avery's calling us really old. That's sweet. We love you, too.
I know.
You know what? Next time you want me to get naked, I'm leaving my panties on.
Exactly. No nasty photos for you, dick.
None. Zero. Yes. So is it fun? Do you like, because the movie that I did was directed by Richard Avery. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so do you like working with him in that?
In that environment?
Instead of modeling, helping him out, doing the behind-the-scenes photos?
Actually, I was almost like, he didn't even know I was there that day. He paid no attention to me. All the models were like the center of attention. And it wasn't like I even had any of his attention that day anyway.
Right.
So I don't really know. If it was just me and him working one-on-one, I don't know.
It was
know.
A big production.
Yeah, it was a really big.
And there was
big.
10 million people everywhere.
Exactly, and standing around gawking. And that must be fun. I was like, I feel for these girls right now.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. Yeah. Not that I minded, because... whatever.
Yeah, it's like you're used to it.
I'd sleep with Justine in my spare time, so why not get paid for it? That's just my point.
Yeah, I always think the same way about, like, when people go, why don't you just do porn? I'm like, I wouldn't mind getting paid for sex. I just don't know I would want the world to see it. But, it would be fun. And at least I'd be getting laid right now.
That too.
Yeah, I'm like, I wouldn't mind.
Right? Getting laid is good. But there's also, you just buy stock and batteries. And
That's true. You know what, though? When I'm at home, I always sit around going, I should masturbate right now. And then I'm like, no, it's time to, like, edit photos. So I sit there, and then by the time I'm done, I'm too tired, and I never want to masturbate. So.
Really?
Yeah. I try not to.
I make time.
I used to, and then I got, like, super addicted to it. And then after a while, I was, like, desensitized. So I said, I need to stop masturbating all the time.
Yes.
Like, everything in moderation.
With the battery operated boyfriend, at least. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You get a little numb, and then it's not as good when you do have sex. So
you're a toy girl?
Yes.
Not a hand girl?
No.
Gotcha.
No.
Me either, but I'm an external toy girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
It varies for me. It varies. I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel silly being, like sitting around masturbating, like, with a big dildo by yourself. I'm just like, God, what if someone walked in right now? This would be kind of embarrassing,
Or it could be kind of hot.
It could
depending on who it is. Yeah. If it's your mom, not so hot.
Yeah, exactly. Like my landlord, I don't know.
Yeah, she wouldn't be
so thrilled.
But that hot guy from the coffee shop, that's another
Maybe.
Story.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'd probably get laid too.
Maybe.
You should try it.
Maybe. Okay, I'm going to do that. Hey, come over.
Try it, yeah. So let's spell out your website one more time to get everybody going there and checking it out.
It's CHERIEROBERTS.com.
And is that just pictures of you or the pictures you also take of sexy women?
It's just pictures of me. I haven't posted any of my photography on it really yet, just because I've been doing so much work for everyone else.
Right.
I haven't had time to shoot girls from my own stuff. So.
Well.
But I have a photography portfolio site that's myawesomepictures.com. And it's more like a journal site where I log, like, how I shot things and what kind of lighting and how I lit it.
Ew, that's fun.
Yeah, I haven't updated it in a long time, though, but I should. I intend to. I think about it, and it's the thought that counts.
You're so. Absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I got to interview you, because I really enjoyed stalking you the night before. So, so I could find out all the interesting stuff. And thanks for listening to Hey Julie at JulieLand.com. I really would like to thank Sherry Roberts. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Julie will be back soon. What more can you ask for? JulieLand.com.